In Northwest news from KPLU, tomorrow the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether same-sex couples can marry in all 50 states. Here in Washington state, advocates for marriage equality aren't forgetting the critical role the state played in getting the issue before the nation's highest court. KPLU's Monica Spain has more.
For supporters of same-sex marriage, it's been a long haul to get to this point. And on the other hand, it's been a whirlwind. It wasn't many years ago gay couples here weren't able to visit a sick partner in the hospital. Advocates say incremental steps led to full marriage equality in 2012. Sean Niddle with Social Outreach Seattle says that moved the national conversation forward.
It really got the whole country talking about, hey, this is possible. And when that happened, you saw immediately lawsuits in almost every state. And so it slowly went up the judicial system. And now, once again, the Supreme Court was asked if they would hear these arguments. So, you know, we have a direct tie to how all this began to happen.
Local supporters plan a rally Tuesday evening at the federal courthouse on Fifth Avenue in downtown Seattle. There are now 13 states that do not allow same-sex marriage. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling is expected in June. Monica Spain, KPLU News.